Huskies football coach Jeff Williams looking back on a 56-7 victory at Faribault on Friday night and a balanced attack, scoring on the first eight drives that you had the ball, which took you into the second half and a solid win.
Yeah, I thought we went out and kind of figured out what Faribault was going to try to do against us in that first drive, and I had to convert a fourth and two, and Tanner Hall did a nice job of, you know, pushing the pile a little bit and getting that first down, and then we were able to hit Carson DeCam on a bootleg, and Carson made a superb catch right at the goal line, one-hander, and we were kind of off to the races after that. But there was a little bit of a feeling out period in that first drive, just trying to figure out exactly where Faribault was going to be and how we were going to get him blocked up. And after that, I think our kids really settled in and played very well.
You had several dynamic catches, at least a couple of one-handed grabs. Peyton Beyer had one, too.
Yeah, I thought we went up and got the ball very effectively. We got what I, kind of sensed was man-to-man coverage out on the perimeter, and we were able to get the ball up to Peyton a couple of times, and he just went up over the defender and made some really, really nice catches. He's a very dynamic playmaker. He's got great hands. He's got great leaping ability and pretty decent speed. So we were able to isolate Peyton out on the boundary a little bit and got some nice balls up to him. Both Trulson and Havelka threw the ball very nicely. I think we completed 80% of our passes, which is, outstanding. So between the protection that our quarterbacks got, the quarterbacks putting the ball on target, and our receivers going up to get it, I thought it was a very effective night through the air.
Hall had some big runs on the option. A lot of times he had a lot of green grass.
He did. We did a nice job of getting things blocked up front. Faribault had a nice defense in place for our zone read stuff that has kind of been the staple of our running attack over the past several years. And so we tried to show them a few wrinkles with different kinds of schemes, with different pullers, different blocking at the edge. And I thought Tanner did a nice job of reading what was in front of him, making some nice cutbacks, and extending the play beyond even what the line was able to get for him.
The Falcons ran a sweep a couple of times effectively, but then the Huskies shut that down.
Faribault has some nice schemes. They do some things now that they haven't done in the past that I think is allowing them to get to the perimeter a little bit more effectively. It took a little while for our outside linebackers to kind of realize that, we could be outflanked here, and instead of taking on blocks right at the edge, they could extend past the blocker and make some plays in the backfield, which they ultimately did, and we did a nice job of shutting down that perimeter run attack, because going between the tackles, running at Geoffrey and DeCam at the linebacker spot, our defensive line did a nice job of shutting things down. I think they felt like they had to get to the outside in order to gain any meaningful yardage. And our kids just took a few plays to figure out what we needed to do at the edge in order to shut that down.
You kind of alluded to this a little bit already, but both Trulson and Havelka had good games.
They're very different types of quarterbacks. Braden is very cerebral, goes through his read progressions. He's very smart with the ball. He extended some plays where there was a little bit of a pass rush, and he had to scramble out, found Matt Williams a couple of times on some scramble drill stuff. Just did a really nice job of putting the ball on the money at all times, completed all of his passes except for the first one that he threw to Beyer, which Beyer kind of stumbled, and I think he was a little off balance and probably should have been caught for a touchdown as well. So he really could have been perfect on the night, and that just shows his efficiency in the pass game and his ability to put the ball on the money. Saul is much more of a gunslinger. We like him in the run game. He effectively ran some options, scored two touchdowns on the ground with his legs. He's a bigger quarterback. He's a bigger threat, more willing to pull the ball down and go, and also put the ball on the money a few times, threw some nice balls down the field, and was also very efficient in the passing game. So, we'll continue to roll with both of them because they do bring such different things to the table, and we can attack defenses in really two separate ways with those two quarterbacks.
With Owatonna building a big lead, halftime was 42-7. Again, the game was 56-7. Certainly, a lot of guys, everybody who was healthy, probably got in.
Yeah, we were able to play a lot of guys, which was good. We had a four-quarter game against Mayo, obviously, the week before. It was a very physical game. Our kids were a little bit dinged up. We've got a couple of injuries, which are forcing kids to play on both sides of the ball for extended periods of time. So it was nice to really have that game in hand at halftime, or maybe the first drive coming out of halftime, and be able to rest some of those guys. We've got a big game coming up with Mankato West. We want to make sure that we're healthy and we're fresh for that game. We expect a big challenge there. And so it's also a great opportunity for us to continue to build our depth, which we did the first few weeks. We were able to win some games going away in the first couple of weeks, get some extra kids on the field, see them on tape, figure out if they could help us in a critical situation, found some kids who can, and that's just building our depth for the remainder of the season. Football is a physical sport. Kids are going to get dinged up. We've got to have that next wave ready to go. So it's been fortuitous for us to have a few games where we can get those kids out there in game situations, see what they can do so that they can help us moving forward.
Are you able to say whether guys like Ethan Walter and Sam Henson will be ready for the homecoming game?
Ethan, I expect will. He, you know, dinged up his ankle against Mayo, was able to finish the game probably more so on adrenaline and guts than anything else. It was a mutual decision among all parties to limit him this week in practice, to give him a chance to rest up so that he would be available for West. That will still be a day-by-day decision. We'll see what he looks like on Monday, Tuesday, running around. You know, we got to make sure that we can get him into the practice fold, because West is going to require some things on defense that we're going to have to be able to practice, and he's going to have to be a part of that. As far as Sam goes, the prognosis on his knee is a lot better than what it initially sounded like. It sounds like hyperextension, maybe bruised the bone a little bit. And so hopefully, you know, if the pain is starting to mitigate a little bit, that he would be able to go as well. But I was really pleased with Aaron Bangs. His kickoffs aren't quite as deep as Sam's, but they were inside the 10 most of the night. We did a good job of covering, and then Spencer Verstig did a nice job in the PAT game, going 8 for 8, and, you know, was right down the middle every single time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got some depth in our kicking core that, you know, should help us out moving forward if Sam isn't able to go.
And what about Mankato West? What kind of club is this?
Well, they look a lot like the Mankato West of old. I think there were some thoughts that, you know, maybe they wouldn't be quite as strong this year. I know they graduated virtually all of their linemen from a year ago, so they're a little bit young in their lines, but they've got a great quarterback, Jack Foster, who's going to Brown. He's a 6'6", 6'7", kid, very mobile in the pocket. They love him in the run game. So that will be something that, you know, our defense is going to have to deal with. Spencer Spotty is a 6'6 receiver. That poses some matchup problems because our tallest corners are probably 6'1, 6'2. So we're going to have to figure out some ways to limit their ability to get the ball to Spotty out in the perimeter where he can out-jump us. They've got a nice little slot receiver in Johnny Sickle, who's a state tournament long jumper, and he's a very athletic kid as well. So they've got some weapons. Owen Johnson, their junior tailback, had a breakout performance last week, went for 200 and some odd yards. So they've got a lot of weapons. Their defense has been pretty stingy, and so we're going to have probably our toughest test of the year is you know, my gut, and that's the preparation that we're going to go into this week, is that we're going to see the best team that we've seen all year, and we're going to have to play our best game.
All right, and homecoming, of course, which adds excitement to it, so enjoy all of those aspects of things, and good luck in prepping for the Scarlets.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, Owatonna Huskies football coach Jeff Williams, 56-7 winners at Faribault to improve to 5-0 on the season.